The Republican tax bill that cleared the House yesterday is not very popular among New York and New Jersey legislators. All the Democrats and a majority of Republicans from the two states voted against it. WNYC Washington correspondent John O'Connor joins us now by Skype to explain why. John, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So, John, local income and property taxes, we've been talking about that. They're high here, and New York and New Jersey lawmakers complain that the original bill wouldn't let people deduct those expenses from federal taxes. So did they win some changes?
Yes and no. Now the bill would allow up to $10,000 in property tax deductions. But local members like Staten Island's Dan Donovan says the bill is still unfair to their voters.
Now they're just paying for the tax breaks for the rest of the country.
Something else that's interesting is that New York Republicans were unable to get President Trump, another New York Republican, on their side. They said Thursday that they hadn't spoken with the president about the property tax issue, just his staff.
Now, three Republicans, New York's John Katko and Claudia Tenney and New Jersey's Tom MacArthur, switched from an earlier vote and ended up supporting the tax bill. Why is that?
Mostly because they did some more research. MacArthur said that when you figure in all the changes, lower tax rates, a larger child tax credit, et cetera, with the $10,000 property tax deduction, that the bill wasn't as bad a deal for his Central Jersey district as he first thought.
We've run a lot of models in my office. Yes, the taxes are coming down for the vast majority of people.
And the bulk of the tax cuts benefit businesses, which is something most Republicans support.
Okay, so could this bill be a problem politically for Republicans in 2018, even those who voted against it?
National Republicans think it's a winner, but most polls show more people oppose the bill than support it. Republicans are worried about a Democratic wave next year, and Long Island's Peter King says this bill makes things even tougher.
But this is basically unforced error. We're doing it to ourselves.
He says Northeast Republicans could pay the highest price at the polls.
Okay. WNYC Washington correspondent John O'Connor, thanks so much.
Thank you.